You are listening to the English program. Well, now we have a little podcast. It's called Beating Stress in the City Jobs, a trader's experiment with psychological reorientation in trading. That sounds pretty good. Well, Darren Agombar is a guest contributor to this article at the Open University's Open Learn, open.ac.uk. And Darren was surprised at how psychology helped reduce his stress levels, as he explains. Two similar significant events that occurred 4 years apart in my professional life elicited very different emotional reactions. The first event produced a highly stressful experience that made me question my confidence and ability, and even whether I should change career. The second, 4 years later, and almost identical in nature, resulted in a very different response, and I experienced a massive reduction in the feelings of anxiety and stress, and consequently disruption to my confidence and output. These two almost identical occurrences, and my completely different responses to these events, calls into question what had changed in the interim period. On reflection, I wondered about the reason behind the change. What had I done or been exposed to in the prevailing 4 years that had caused the reduction in the stress reaction? I have spent 20 years trading financial markets in London, Dubai, and Tokyo on behalf of international banks, and more recently for my own company utilizing personal capital. This has given me a detailed insight into the nature of this environment and the stresses and strains individuals can suffer, including me. Trading requires a high level of decision-making, and the result can be virtually instant, a matter of seconds. This contributes, along with the pressure of having to be able to react and make decisions in a very short period of time, repeatedly, can cause high levels of stress that can result in negative effects on confidence and performance. My own experiences of this environment support this notion, and I was subject to ups and downs in my own well-being. He goes on, as I felt the force of poor runs and revenue making, and these could result in prolonged periods of anxiety. In 2004, I started my own trading company, managing my own capital, something I had long harbored a desire to do, to test myself further professionally. After an initially successful 6 months, I experienced a large and unexpected loss. This had a very negative effect on my confidence. The experience followed along similar lines to previous episodes, in that I felt stress, self-doubt, and anxiety, but this time much worse. The loss added to the change in circumstances working for myself had resulted in such as working alone, no regular salary, different systems, etc., exacerbated the feelings of stress and anxiety, and as a result it took a lot longer to return to profitability and regain confidence. In the past, I had been interested in books and articles on mainstream behavioral finance and had used the theories and concepts to develop my own trading strategies and understand those of the people I managed. However, these did not give me the solutions I needed to rebuild my confidence I lost after the first event in the downturn was significant enough to trigger me into sourcing a new solution. I began to research into academic psychology and decision-making through the Open University Library, with whom I had been studying. This had almost instant results, and I began to identify biases and influences that had been affecting my trading for many years. I quickly began to make fundamental changes to my approach. The result was a quick return of performance with enhanced consistency and ultimately strengthening of confidence. We continue this in episode 2. This is the English program.